to me your secrets. Show me your nightmares. All cats are gray in the dark, dear. Whether or not you dare.
Welcome to All Cats Are Gray in the Dark. I'm your host, April Simmons. This podcast contains true cases of graphic violent crimes and other stories of a dark nature. Please be advised that due to the subject matter and violent, sometimes sexual content and obscene language, this podcast is not for children or the faint of heart.
Come in!
How are you today?
Holy Jesus. That scared the shit out of me.
I was hoping for that.
Jeez, I'm pretty sure you're going to scare all of our people as well. Bonna, I'm so sorry. And that other guy that listens to us.
I'm not even sure if he does anymore because he doesn't plug us lately. So I don't
know. Damn, we lost our one other fan.
I know. Numbers have been lower, but not, I mean, we still get a steady audience. So
yeah,
whatever.
Thank you guys. All 12 of you.
No, right? The people that do listen to us every time, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I gotta say thanks to those people because I really had considered stopping the podcast since I'm working and it's really stressful. But yeah. I was like, well, there are still people listening, and this also gives us an excuse to talk to each other.
Yeah.
A few weeks or so. So, because we don't see each other now, and it's terrible.
Yeah. Not that we, like, actually physically saw each other, but we had the option, and that's what matters.
Yeah. Or, like, the random times we ran into each other places.
Yeah.
Like we're both at the post office at the same time, like, what? Mm-hmm. All right, what are you doing here? Or the vet.
Yeah.
We used the same vet and ran into each other. I was like texting her. And
speaking of which, apparently that's really hard to come by right now as vets, or at least in Maine. Like, I've literally called 30 vets and they aren't even accepting new patients. Not even like, I'm going to have to drive an hour and a half. And the soonest appointment I could get was like October 26th.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
For my broken dog and my diabetic cat. That's the best I could get.
Yeah. My dog's broken, but not in that way. My dog's just an asshole.
I don't even know if we talked. When did I record last? We were in Maine. Yeah, so she had already fallen down the stairs, maybe, by then.
I can't remember if we mentioned it or not, but yeah.
I don't know. But she's almost at the 6-week mark. She's doing better, but she, definitely can't still fully use that one leg that's been pinched. So, I don't know. After this week, we're supposed to let her try to resume, like, walking around. So, I think we're going to test it by having her in our office because it's carpeted where the rest of the house isn't. Well, our upstairs is carpeted and this one room is carpeted, but she can't use stairs anymore. So, this is her option. This one room, so better than nothing. Better than her just sitting on a twin mattress this whole time. The past 6 weeks, that's all she's been able to do.
Yeah, that's
been depressing. Yeah.
All right, now let's move on so that we don't cry.
Yeah.
Today's episode we're going to do about Anonymous, and I split it up into two parts because it's a little long, and we're long-winded too. So, you know, it's always going to be a problem with that.
Sorry, or maybe that's why. The 12 of you listen, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly really don't know. So, I think everybody by now knows what Anonymous is. And I thought that this kind of... The reason I thought of doing an episode on Anonymous is just because of our discussions in past episodes about vigilante justice and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll start us off. Anonymous is a decentralized international activist and hacktivist collective and movement primarily known for its various cyber attacks against government, government institutions, government agencies, corporations, and the Church of Scientology.
Throwing that shit in there.
Anonymous originated in 2003 on the image board 4chan, representing the concept of many online and offline community users simultaneously existing as an anarchic digitized global... They really went with technical with all these terms. Mm-hmm. Global mm-hmm. brain or hive mind. Anonymous members, known as Anons, can sometimes be distinguished in public by wearing of Guy Fawkes masks in the style portrayed in the graphic novel and film for V for Vendetta. Some Anons also opt to mask their voices through voice changers or text-to-speech programs. I can't even remember the first time I heard of Anonymous, but I remember seeing the videos, you know, some of the videos and
how... It's been a long time, because yeah. I want to say there's even, like, an episode of IT Crowd where Anonymous, like, releases the video of them splashing the coffee on the homeless person or something.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
I do not.
So that's been, that all, like... That's, yeah. like, the last season, though, so, I mean, we're talking, but, I mean, that still got to be, like, 2010 or something, so.
Yeah, but I just remember being creeped out by it at first, because I guess I didn't understand it. I just thought, like, I guess I just thought that they were evil or something, you know, based yeah. off of the weird mask and all that stuff, like, just, I don't know, it just creeped me out at first. In its early form, the concept was adopted by a decentralized online community acting anonymously in a coordinated manner, usually toward a loosely self-agreed goal, and primarily focused on entertainment. Beginning with Project Chanology in 2008, a series of protests, pranks, and hacks targeting the Church of Scientology, the Anonymous Collective became increasingly associated with collaborative hacktivism on a number of issues internally. Internationally. Individuals claiming to align themselves with Anonymous undertook protests and other actions, including direct action in retaliation against copyright-focused campaigns by motion picture and recorded industry trade associations. Later targets of Anonymous included government agencies of the U.S., Israel, Tunisia, Uganda, and others. The Islamic State, child pornography sites... copyright protection agencies, Westboro Baptist Church,
yeah.
and corporations such as PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and Sony. Anons have publicly supported WikiLeaks and the Occupy movement. Related groups, LulzSec and Operation Antisec, carried out cyber attacks on government agencies, medias, companies, military contractors, military personnel, police officers, resulting in the attention of law enforcement to the group's activities. Dozens of people have been arrested for involvement in anonymous cyber attacks in countries including the U.S., U.K., Australia, Netherlands, Spain, India, and Turkey. Evaluations of the group's actions and effectiveness vary widely. Supporters have called the group freedom fighters and digital Robin Hoods, while critics have described them as a cyber lynch mob or cyber terrorists. Time called Anonymous one of the 100 most influential people in the world. Anonymous media profile diminished by 2018, but the group reemerged in 2020 to support the George Floyd protests and other causes. Mm. I guess, I don't know. This is another situation like with talking about vigilante justice. Like, I don't really approve of their methods of doing stuff, but I kind of support the cause, like most of the yeah. causes that they've been involved in. I agree with.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's it's hard. I don't know, because yeah. I'm not gonna blindly follow the law just because, you know, like, but at the same time, when they hack the places that involve other people's data, that's the stuff I don't tend to like. It's like you're compromising all of us by hacking some of these places, you know.
Your turn to read.
No! The name Anonymous. The end. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The name Anonymous itself is inspired by the perceived anonymity under which users post images and comments on the internet. usage of the term anonymous. I did so good that first sentence. Usage of the term anonymous in the sense of a shared identity began on image boards, particularly the B board of 4chan, dedicated to random content and to rating other websites. A tag of anonymous is assigned to visitors who leave comments without identifying the originator of the posted content. Users of image boards sometimes jokingly acted as if anonymous was a single individual. The concept of anonymous entity advanced in 2004 when an administrator on the 4chan image board activated a forced anon protocol that signed all posts as anonymous. As the popularity of image boards increased, the idea of anonymous as a collective of unnamed individuals became an internet meme. Users of 4chan's B board would occasionally join into mass pranks or raids. In a raid on July 12, 2006, for example, large numbers of 4chan readers invaded the Finnish social networking site Habbo Hotel with identical avatars. The avatars blocked regular Habbo members from accessing the digital hotel's pool, stating it was closed due to fail and AIDS. Wow. Future LulzSec member Topiary became involved with the site at this time, inviting large audiences to listen to his prank phone calls via Skype. Due to growing traffic on 4chan's board, users soon began to plot pranks off-site using Internet Relay Chat, IRC. Uh-oh. No, wrong one. That's ICQ. I remember IRC too, though. It's all
blended together. Well, I was on IRC Gothic Chat like every day.
Yeah. Isn't that how you met Brandy?
No, I met Brandy on witchvox.com.
Yes. Anyway, these raids resulted in the first mainstream press story on Anonymous, a report by Fox station KTTV in Los Angeles, California, in the U.S. The report called the group hackers on steroids, domestic terrorists, and an internet hate machine.
Neither of us hate machine today.
Yeah.
That's a great band name. Internal Hate Machine.
It sounds like a Nine Inch Nails album.
I know, right? Encyclopedia Dramatica was founded in 2004 by Shira DeGrippo, initially as a means of documenting gossip related to LiveJournal. Oh God, LiveJournal, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, mine's still left out there.
Mine's up there, but I changed the name like 18 different times. I'm not sure anybody could find it. It was quickly adopted as a major platform by Anonymous for parodies and other purposes. This not safe for work site celebrates a subversive trolling culture and documents memes, culture, and events such as mass pranks, trolling events, raids, large-scale failures of internet security, and criticism of internet communities that are accused of self-censorship to gain prestige or positive coverage from traditional and established media outlets. Journalist Julian DeBell described Encyclopedia Dramatica as the site where the vast parallel universe of anonymous in-jokes, catchphrases, and obsessions is lovingly annotated, and you will discover an elaborate trolling culture. Flamingly racist and misogynist content lurks throughout, all of it calculated to offend. The site also played a role in the anti-Scientology campaign of Project Chanology. On April 14, 2011, the original URL of the site was redirected to a new site named O Internet that bore little resemblance to Encyclopedia Dramatica. Parts of the ED community harshly criticized the changes. In response, Anonymous launched Operation Save ED to rescue and restore the site's content. The Web Ecology Project made a downloadable archive of the former Encyclopedia Dramatica content. The site's reincarnation was initially hosted at encyclopediadramatica.ch on servers owned by Ryan Cleary, who was later arrested in relations to attacks by LulzSec against Sony. That's a lot to talk about.
That's a lot of them words there.
That's a lot of words. Move on. We got a lot to cover, so.
Holy God. Where was I? There we go. Anonymous first became associated with hacktivism in 2008 following a series of actions against the Church of Scientology, known as Project Chanology. On January 15, 2008, the gossip blog Gawker posted a video in which celebrity Scientologist Tom Cruise praised the religion, and the church responded with a cease and desist letter for violation of copyright. 4chan users organized a raid against the church in retaliation, prank calling its hotline, sending black faxes designed to waste ink cartridges, and launching DDoS attacks against its websites. The DDoS attacks were at first carried out with the GigaLoader and JBeater application. Within a few days, these were supplanted by the low-orbit ion cannon, which is a network stress testing application allowing users to flood a server with TCP or UDP packets. The LOIC soon became a signature weapon in the anonymous arsenal. However, it would also lead to a number of arrests of less experienced anons who failed to conceal their IP addresses. Some operators in anonymous IRC channels incorrectly told or lied to new volunteers that using the LOIC carried no legal risk. During the DDoS attacks, a group of anons uploaded a YouTube video in which a robotic voice speaks on behalf of Anonymous, telling the leaders of Scientology that for the good of your followers, for the good of mankind, for the laughs, we shall expel you from the internet. Within 10 days, the video had attracted hundreds of thousands of views. On February 10th, thousands of Anonymous joined simultaneous protests at Church of Scientology facilities around the world. Many protesters wore the stylized Guy Fawkes mask popularized by the graphic novel and film V for Vendetta, in which an anarchist revolutionary battles a totalitarian government. The masks soon became a popular symbol for Anonymous. In-person protests against the church continued throughout the year, including Operation Party Hard on March 15th and Operation Reconnect on April 12th. However, by mid-year, they were drawing far fewer protesters, and many organizers in the IRC channels had begun to drift away from the project.
I'm just amazed that by that point in time, there were still people in our IRC channels.
Yeah, really.
I mean, are there? There probably are still people that hang out in there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there were people in there at that point in time? Okay. By the start of 2009, Scientologists had stopped engaging with protesters and improved online security, and actions against the group had largely ceased. A period of infighting followed between the politically engaged members, called moral fags in the parlance of 4chan. Wow, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And those seeking to provoke for entertainment. By September 2010, the group had received little publicity for a year and faced a corresponding drop in member interest. Its raids diminished greatly in size and moved largely off of IRC, organizing against the Chan boards, particularly B. In September 2010, however, anons became aware of Aplex Software, an Indian software company that contracted with film studios to launch DDoS attacks on sites used by copyright infringers such as Pirate Bay. I've used that. Wait, I shouldn't say that out loud, should I? Anyway.
I've heard of that. Mm, yes.
Yes, I've heard of Pirate Bay. Coordinating through IRC, anons launched a DDoS attack on September 17th that shut down Aplex's website for a day, primarily using LOIC. The group then targeted the Recording Industry Association of America and the Motion Picture Association of America, successfully bringing down both sites on September 19th. See, I didn't even know about these ones.
Yeah.
That they were fighting against copyright issues. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. On September 19th, future LulzSec member Mustafa Al-Bassam, known as T-Flow, and other anons hacked the website of Copyright Alliance, the anti-infringement group, and posted the name of the Operation Payback is a Bitch, or Operation Payback for short. Neither of them, they're about the same length. I don't. Anyway, anons
What's
also.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Anons also issued a press release stating Anonymous is tired of corporate interests controlling the internet and silencing the people's right to spread information, but more importantly, the right to share with one another. The RIAA and MPAA feign to aid the artists in their cause, yet they do no such thing. In their eyes is not hope, only dollar signs. Anonymous will not stand this any longer. As IRC network operators, we're beginning to shut down networks involved in DDoS attacks. Okay, I guess I said that wrong. It's saying that the IRS network operators were shutting down the networks involved in the DDoS attacks. Anons organized a group of servers to host an independent IRC network titled AnonOps. Operation Payback's targets rapidly expanded to include the British law firm ACS Law, the Australian Federation Against Copyright Theft, the British nightclub Ministry of Sound, the Spanish Copyright Society, etc., etc. Jesus, that's a lot. And the website of Gene Simmons of KISS. I'm not sure why specifically.
Why not?
Maybe he sued a bunch of people for copyright infringement. I have no idea.
Probably. That sounds like something they
would
do. Since
it's mixed in with all the copyright stuff, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
By October 7th, 2010, total downtime for all the websites attacked during Operation Payback was 537.55 hours. In November 2010, the organization WikiLeaks began releasing hundreds of thousands of leaked U.S. diplomatic cables. In the face of legal threats against the organization by the U.S. government, Amazon.com booted WikiLeaks from its servers. I didn't know Amazon was the owner of WikiLeaks. Interesting.
It all makes sense now.
And PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa cut off service to the organization. Operation Payback then expanded to include Operation Avenge Assange, and Anons issued a press release declaring PayPal a target, launching DDoS attacks. With LOIC, Anons quickly brought down the sites of the PayPal blog, Post Finance, a Swiss financial company serviced to WikiLeaks, EveryDNS, a web hosting company that had also denied service, and the website of U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, who had supported the push to cut off services. On December 8th, Anons launched an attack against PayPal's main site. According to Topiary, who was in the command channel during the attack, the LOIC proved ineffective and Anons were forced to rely on the botnets of two hackers for the attack. Marshalling hijacked computers for a concentrated assault. Security researcher Sean Paul Correll also reported that the zombie computers of involuntary botnets had provided 90% of the attack. Topier states that he and other Anons then lied a bit to the press to give it that sense of abundance, exaggerating the role of the grassroots membership. However, this account was disputed. The attacks brought down PayPal for an hour on December 8th and another brief period on December 9th. Anonymous also disrupted the sites for Visa and MasterCard on December 8th. Anons had announced an intention to bring down Amazon.com as well, but failed to do so, allegedly because of infighting with the hackers who controlled the botnets. Man, I don't know what I would do with that. I would probably cry if Amazon went down. Like, I use it so much. PayPal estimated the damage to have cost the company $5.5 million. It later provided the IP addresses of 1,000 of its attackers to the FBI, leading to at least 14 arrests. On Thursday, December 5th, 2013, 13 of the PayPal 14 pleaded guilty to taking part in the attacks. Wow. How do you feel about all of this so far?
I don't know. Honestly, it just sounds wild. I can't imagine what it would take to do all of that. It's just so crazy.
To me, this earlier stuff just seems like, and I know this is a little petty to me. Yeah, it seems kind of petty and childish to me, some of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're saying specifically if the Anon people had anything to do with it, but when they were discussing that, the Encyclopedia Dramatica or whatever, and talking about those racist and misogynist stuff on it, like, I really didn't like that. But it doesn't specifically state that it's the Anon people that did that, just that there was a lot of Anon stuff going on there. So I guess I can't blame anybody in particular on that.
In a lot of those situations, you're affecting more than the corporation, you know, like, you're affecting people's jobs.
But we're gonna conclude this episode And then we're going to do a second episode to continue this, where we're going to talk about some stuff that gets a little bit more serious. And they did some stuff that I actually agree with. So,
juicy.
Yeah. I know. It gets juicier next episode, guys. So, you want to add anything? Do you have any suggestions? Or I'm watching Sandman right now, so that's my suggestion right now. Sandman, because I love anything Neil Gaiman, and it's on Netflix.
I don't know. I'm so behind. Like, I didn't finish, like, Stranger Things until, like, just, like, 2 weeks ago or something. Like, it was right before TubeloCon. And I watched a few episodes of Doom Patrol, but then we realized we hadn't finished Boba Fett, so then we finished Boba Fett, and then we're like, oh, yeah, Obi-Wan. So now we're on Obi-Wan.
So we like the couple episodes that you did watch of Doom Patrol. We like
it. Is a little silly.
Yeah,
that's a little hard. But yeah, I mean, I like Brendan Fraser, so, and I like the one with the multiple personalities,
Crazy Jane.
Yeah.
I think she's just a great actress. They've got several of the people from that, just not Brendan Fraser going to DragonCon this year. I was like, man, I want to go see all of them. But yeah, they got Crazy Jane.
If they announce Brendan Fraser, I'm gonna be booking a flight.
I know, right? I was telling him, I was like, I want to go so bad, but we really don't have the money. But I was like, if we decided to go last minute, I was like, I kind of want to ask off work just in case we decide to go last minute or something.
I'm sick. Bye.
No, I mean, I can ask off in advance. I have plenty of time. I don't have a whole lot of sick time, but I have. We have floating holidays and vacation that builds up throughout time. So that's pretty much what I'm doing, is just nickel and diming it. I'm like, I'm going to leave, you know, just take a day or two off here and there.
Yeah.
Kind of thing for the whole year, pretty much, just to make myself happy.
Yes.
Just, I need time off randomly for no reason.
I need to sit at home soon.
Yeah, for real. But anyway, we're going to wrap this up, and then we're going to talk about more anonymous stuff next time, guys.
Yay.
On this show. Bye-bye now.